1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
That's baseball music right
baseball.
There.
Baseball.
And you're not on the phone this week.
I'm back from vacation.
How was your vacation,
Fireman Jim?
Fishing, golfing.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot of good times up north.
Did you take in a wayward stranger on your travels, Fireman Jim?
I did, and I brought him right here to you guys. What else would I do?
Hello, right wayward here. Stranger.
Yeah.
Tim Dillard.
What?
Former Milwaukee Brewer, current Milwaukee Milkman, right here in studio.
Yeah, I was sleeping outside. He said, come on in.
Are you pitching tonight for the Milkman? Because traditionally, if you're pitching, you don't talk to the media on the day of the start.
No,
right?
I sleep till noon. I sleep till noon on those days.
Right. What is that still the hard rule? You can't talk to whoever's throwing tonight. It's we're not doing that.
No, I've never heard of that one. You know, the good starters, they put their headphones on and don't talk to anybody. But I've never done that because I'm not a good starter.
Yeah.
One day.
Got a win in the MLB. 20 years.
Yeah, I do. I got one.
So you were with the Brewers from 08 to 2012. Did I get my dates right? I quickly Wikipedia.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so you're not even real sure.
Yeah, ish.
Well, I'm sure it all runs together.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
And you've bounced around since then, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I was bouncing then. But I started in 2003 with the Brewers, and I didn't sign back last year. They didn't need me, and so I went with the Rangers. But I had 16 seasons in the Milwaukee Brewers organization.
Right. That's a long time. Long time.
I was going to change my middle name to Brewer.
You should have.
It's paperwork, though. I got formophobia, so I didn't.
You don't have that paperwork.
But you don't have to go to the post office for it. I bet you can just download that paperwork.
Probably. On your phone, yeah.
Right. So now, but at this point, you're property of the Rangers.
Yeah. I mean, I guess technically Milkman.
You're on the Milkman, but the Rangers kind of, they loaned him to us. Hey, you need a loaner? I'll take that one. I'll take that. Is that Dillard? I'll take him.
Yeah. No. I didn't read the contract. It was just like, hey, if you sign this, you can play today. And I'm like, nah, cool, man. I'm in.
So he pitched last week, and he's pitching again on Saturday. So it was and he did a great job in your debut game. It really did. It's exciting baseball.
Could you have rejected this assignment by the Rangers?
And then what would happen?
Yeah. No, it wasn't an assignment. I had to ask them if I could do it.
Went to them and said, I want to go throw somewhere.
It's pretty rare for somebody that's an affiliated ball to do independent baseball. In fact, I would say there's a Brewers guy on the team right now that he may be one of the first ever because of this situation. I don't think it's ever come up before. Right. I may be the second player all time to ever be affiliated and play independent baseball.
It's super rare.
That's why the contracts take so long, because they're coming up with new verbiage, or at least that's what they told me.
Who thinks those things up? I mean, whose ideas are this?
I said NASA, but I don't know.
Is it some guy in the Rangers organization?
They're just sitting around thinking stuff up,
All right,
because it's kind of long down the road in baseball history for this to be the first time that's happened.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true or not. I just threw that out there.
Okay,
man, there's somewhere on the internet somebody's going, no, that's not correct.
But it is a weird year. It's a 60 game season. The Cardinals have played half as many as everybody else. Yeah. You guys are calling your teams and going, can I go throw here for a while just to stay ready? But you could get the call from the Rangers.
Sure.
At any point, right?
Yeah, if they call me, something really bad is happening.
No. But it's a possibility.
It's possible. I got a better chance of getting, picked up and brought to the Rangers if I'm actually pitching, as opposed to sitting on the couch, which is where I was when I got the call from the manager. So
we have had more scouts at our games the last week or two at Milwaukee Milkman Games, scouting our players.
Why is that? Said,
because they're looking. This is the only place that's playing competitive baseball in the country, in front of live crowds, and this is where they're getting players from right now.
Sounds like they're taking tickets away from fans.
They get the press pass and they throw them down the line.
Yeah. I'm a scout.
Okay, let's say I'm a guy out there like Tim who's home.
All right,
and it's like I'd rather be throwing somewhere. Sure. Are these spots filling up now?
Oh yeah.
There's. I tried to figure it out. There's probably like 50 baseball teams on the planet right now playing.
Right,
and so you're looking at maybe 1,200 baseball players, but there's probably like 6,000 professional players. 5 to 6. So you're talking a huge percentage of guys are not playing competitively, professionally, and they need something to do. And so when I was in Nashville, there were guys going up to the Nashville Sound Stadium just getting at bats and pitching innings and things like that, just to stay ready for the offset chance that you maybe have a chance to pitch. And so that's how I got here.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to email a team and say, hi, my name's Tim. I'm a pitcher.
And that can work too, actually. Yeah. That can. Yeah. Maybe get you a look. Yeah. They look you up.
I'll vouch for that.
Yeah. It can really happen.
And that you would send an email to any team?
Yeah. Well, when they canceled minor league baseball, I looked up who was playing baseball.
Sure.
I saw Milwaukee Milkmen, and I clicked the tab, contact us on their website. So for all you kids out there listening, you need, email.
Proactive.
I said, my name's Tim, and I'm a pitcher, and if you need help, here's my phone number.
So you didn't go through your agent for this?
No, I have an agent. I think I still got one.
Bunch. I'm sure things change after a few years. But you sent the email.
Yeah, I sent an email, and they hit me back a month later.
Okay. Years ago.
Did you try South Korea? Would you go there?
I don't know. I'd have to ask my wife. Okay. I could barely let me drive 10 hours here. So,
what if she said, you can go pitch in South Korea, but I'm staying here?
Yeah. No, I mean, she didn't come with me here. We got kids remote learning, right? I guess they could remote learn here.
We have the internet here. Yeah.
Still remote.
I guess we didn't really plan it out.
Years ago, when we went to spring training with the Brewers, and you'll see how far back this goes, Bill Wegman and Chris Bosio had to go throw down in the across the street at the minors, just a couple innings. And they both kind of were like shaking their head, like, I hate going over there and having to just, burn innings for these guys. Sure. And we're like, why? They're all minor leaguers. They said, these guys will swing at everything you throw to them. It's the worst outing you'll ever have because you'll look bad because eventually they're going to make contact. When you come to play for the Milkmen, these guys are minor leaguers, amateurs, whatever you want to call them. Is that a problem still? I mean, do you kind of go, these guys will swing at everything?
I mean, I'm one of those guys, right? Like, I know these guys. Some of them I played with, played against. I think the idea there is to kind of see what the umpire is going to do. Mm-hmm. A lot dictates because I throw sidearm. If I throw a funny pitch and it doesn't look right to him and he's like, ball, well, next thing you know, the hitter's like, well, what's the point of me swinging at it? Because it's going to be a ball. So it's not like spring training. Spring training guys are going up there hacking, especially when it's like a big league guy coming over.
Right.
Because they're like, this is my one chance to show a coach that I can hit a big leaguer. But the big leaguers out there just trying to get their innings in. They're, work on their pitches. We had Corey Kluber in spring training for the Rangers. He threw on a backfield and got lit up. But you think he cared? No, he didn't care. He was just – he's working on his pitches. I pitched after him, and I went out there and threw almost all curveballs because nowadays kids can hit a fastball. So – they're going up there hunting a heater, and I was just like, well, I'm not going to give it to you. I want to look good, too, in front of the coaches. So I just threw a bunch of curveballs, and I struck out the side. And, about 8 hours later, they canceled spring training. So I knew something was fishy.
But you had nothing to do with it being canceled.
Yeah, no.
It was all about the epidemic.
Yeah, everybody was like, man, you look good out there. And I'm like, it's too good to be true. Something's coming.
You mentioned that you would like to get into broadcasting when you walked in the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I said, well, here's your chance. You said, wait, I don't want to get up this early to do it. But
it's too early.
That's why I said get a network job. You show up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
There you go. But you got the nicer chair, right?
This is the captain's chair. Higher up, looking good. And
somebody's massaging your shoulders there. That's great.
See, the illusion of radio, man. He's in. He's already in.
So would you really like to jump in the booth or get on a desk somewhere and give your 2 cents worth, your analysis? Because you don't have to be right. We've said that over and over again. You don't have to be right.
Yeah, ask my family. I'm wrong all the time. It's easy. But if you say it in such a way that convinces people, that's what I do. I would like to do it. I find it fascinating. My dad, he coached and before that played in the big leagues. I mean, I grew up around baseball. I love talking baseball. And one of the things he always said is, it takes a small army to put on any game, whether it's the minor league or it's a Milkmen game or if it's the major leagues. You got ticket takers, you got parking lot attendants, you got broadcasters. It's all part of the baseball family, and that's what I want to do. I want to stay part of the baseball family, and hope maybe it's broadcasting, maybe it's pitching till I'm 50. I don't know.
Truly, you have a passion for it because you got up and came here this morning, Tim.
Yeah, the owner made me.
I'm talking to Tim Dillard from the Milwaukee Milkmen.
He's pitching on Saturday. Yeah. He's pitching this Saturday. In fact, it's Dilly Dilly Tim Dillard Day.
What?
We just made that up. That's my job to make up stupid stuff.
and what again?
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly.
Tim Dillard Day.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you and we jumped him with this because he pitched last week, and every time he threw a strike, we'd play Dilly Dilly, and I'd echo Dilly. And then, like about 2 innings later, the entire crowd was getting into it. In fact, yesterday, Tim was the best bat boy we ever had because we cannot have bat boys or ball boys on the field.
What?
We can't have them. So the players have to do it. So he was the bat boy.
Yeah, so if I went and got a foul ball to the backstop, like if I ran after it, they would go, dilly, dilly. So, you know.
And they were clapping. And he got more cheers than half the players every time we ran out to get a baseball bat.
Yeah, someone's yelling at me like, what are you doing? I'm like, you think this bat's going to pick itself up? Come on, man.
Yeah, and he was hustling. Get umpires baseballs. It was the best I've ever seen.
Two nights ago. And where was it? San Diego?
San Diego.
Go ahead.
Fernando Tatis Jr. That's what you're talking about,
the
right?
The Padres are up 10-3.
Yep.
Bases are loaded.
Against the Rangers, too.
Right. Against the Rangers. So, All right. Against the Rangers.
Yeah.
They're up 10-3. Ninth inning. Bases loaded. 3-0 pitch. He swings. Grand slam.
Yep.
And it's like, hey, man, what's wrong with you? That's don't you know about baseball rules? You know, the unwritten rules?
Another unwritten rule.
You're swinging 3-0. What's he supposed to do?
Yeah, it's happened to me. Maybe not the grand slam. Well, maybe the grand slam.
I don't know. I can't.
But if he takes on 3-0 and it's a ball, then he's getting hey, man, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're up 7 runs. It's the ninth or eighth inning. It was the eighth inning.
Yeah.
That's
it. And you walk in a run at that point, and then you get buried for that. So it's a no-win situation, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's you know, everybody talks about the unwritten rules, you know, and you hear that coming up, the ladder. But to me, it's win at all costs, especially in some of the places that you play now, and the big league ball, you know, being the way it is, you know, 7 runs doesn't mean anything. 8 runs doesn't mean anything. I played in Colorado Springs for 4 years. You know, we're butting up 10 runs. Like, we have to.
Hey, we're only up by 12, guys. Like, we got to make something happen here.
And it's true.
Right near softball league territory.
You're right.
Yeah. Push them across however you can. And I mean, as a pitcher, I hate it when they swing 3-0. But when I'm on my team talking to my players, I'm like, hey, 3-0, light them up. They hate it. First game of a series, if a player goes out there and swings 3-0, every single guy in the other bullpen knows it. Every one of them. They sit there and go, this guy will swing 3-0. This is that kind of team. And you do one or two things. You either say, well, maybe they won't when we're up by 5 or 7. But I know Chris Woodward with the manager for the Rangers, and I know that it kind of bothered him a little bit. But there's some history there. The manager of the Padres was Woody's, part of his squad last year in the dugout, Jace Tingler. So, you know, you have a little bit of that going on, that rivalry that's on the field and then off the field a little bit. Woodward played here. He was a teammate of mine in like 2008 or 9.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's been around a long time. He knows the game, and maybe he felt a little slighted. That's okay.
So are you going to do what the Rangers did and you're throwing at the next guy?
It wouldn't hurt him. I hit a guy Sunday. Guess where he was?
How'd that go?
He's back in the lineup. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He ran to first. He's like, oh, no, I'm fine. I'm like, sorry, man. He's like, no, I'm okay. And I'm like, well, then crap, man.
You got to throw it harder.
Yeah. Throw harder, man. Yeah.
Well, isn't that traditionally what you throw? You throw some off-speed thing at the next guy. You don't throw at his head your fastball or.
Throw a curveball.
Well, some guys throw hard enough to hurt, like, honestly. Like, and they maybe don't know where it's going. And, you know, I actually have set the record in the Pacific Coast League for hit batters in a season and all time. But in my defense, that league's only been around like 90 years.
Hey-o! You know, Euchre's getting on in years. We're going to need.
I didn't come here to brag.
Just saying.
He got a record. He's a record holder.
Have you ever caught a baseball in a tuba?
There you go. You can do that, too.
They might be interested over at TMJ.
Well, what time is it? It's still early.
It's still a little bit early. That's early, though.
You didn't start out as a pitcher, right?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your thought? What, shortstop? That's where everybody wants to play shortstop.
Everybody does. My kid had his first meeting for his little league team. He's 11, and they got him to stand up and say their names, and every one of them was a shortstop. I'm like, good. We're gonna have, you know, if a shortstop goes
crowded
down,
out there in that spot.
We got 11 more. So, no, my dad was our coach growing up. I got two older brothers, and basically it was whatever my brothers wanted to do. I was the opposite. They wanted to play shortstop. Hey, I was first base. You know, my brother was like, I want to pitch, so I had to become a catcher, and so. We mastered every position, and that's what I tell my kids. Like, you know, if I'm ever doing a camp or somebody asks advice about their kid, hey, what should my kid do? Play every position. You don't know what you're going to like, so get out there and play. And, I mean, for me, it was catcher. I love being involved in every single pitch. I love the way you get to see the field, the block the balls, the setup, you get to hit and all this stuff. But when it came to signing with the Brewers, they wanted me to be a pitcher. So here I go, I'm on every single pitch, and now suddenly I'm, you know, in the bullpen doing – about as much as the Bat Boy.
Right.
And sometimes I am Bat Boy.
And now you are a Bat Boy.
Yeah. Full circle.
What's your best memory of the bullpen? We're getting late on time here. What's your best bullpen story?
Best bullpen story. Man, yeah. I don't know.
Come on.
Okay. So I was it was in Colorado Springs, and I wasn't supposed to pitch that day. We had two guys. One was supposed to throw four innings. The next guy comes up and throws four innings. And, it's like the fifth inning. We put a guy out there. He's supposed to be out there for the long haul. So I went and got an ice cream sandwich. It was a day game.
Sure.
And this is what you
hot.
Do, right? Like, I'm like nine.
Are you supposed to be getting an ice cream sandwich during the ball
game,
Tim?
Treat.
No one ever said not to. So I'm like, and I got this giant beard. That's the sound in the microphone you're hearing. And so I'm down there, and I'm like, this is it. Settle in. We don't have to do anything for four innings, right? Like, this guy's got it. And he goes out there and, blows his finger up with a blister at the elevation. It's really hard on your fingers. I mean, it's a real thing. And so they didn't even hesitate. They go down there and they do a little sidearm motion, like, get Dillard going, And I'm like, do I throw the ice cream sandwich down? I only got a couple of bites left.
Yeah. So, stuff it in there, man.
So I did. I stuffed it in there.
Oh, did your teeth hurt?
Yeah. No,
did you get
cold?
That? Yeah, the cold. Yeah. Oh, my teeth.
Yeah, blame my dentist.
Did the camera catch you at that time? Hey, what about the bullpen, Tim Dillard?
Yeah. Let's be honest. There was not a camera in Colorado Springs. So I run out to the mound. And I got my head down. I'm running, and I'm like, I don't want to look up. I don't want the manager to see me. And I get out there, and he goes, hey, let's, get some outs right here, Dilly. And I'm like, all right. And I turn, and Nate Orff's my second baseman, and he goes, hey, Dilly, you got some ice cream sandwich in your beard.
I'm ready.
Outstanding. You're on the hill
Saturday. Also, it's Tim Dillard Can Koozie Night.
What?
Get a free Tim Dillard Can Koozie.
You're working too hard over there at the Milkman.
We're doing it at Milwaukee Milkman. MilkmanMilkman.com for tickets.
There you go. Tim, thanks for coming
food
by.
Food Truck Night Thursday?
Food Truck Night. It's Thursday,
Yep. I'm going to look for you on MLB Network, or at least you could slum it over to ESPN if you want.
Yeah, anybody out there wants to help me out.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get you a copy of this. You can mail it out to ESPN. You're going to be working by Friday. Mail.